Windy weather in the late summer meant that South Florida's coral reefs did not suffer bleaching as badly as the previous 2 years. Bleaching is a sign that corals are stressed by hot water. That's the good news.
However, bad news. We've been seeing a continued outbreak of coral disease. This year, the prevalence was higher than it has been in 2014 and 2015.
Jennifer Stein surveys coral reefs for the Nature Conservancy. The survey is part of a program aimed at finding corals and reef locations that can survive higher sea temperatures and other threats. That information is used to guide projects where corals are grown and transplanted.
So we do find those resilient areas, and they are that distant hope of survival.
And the information can also help people help reefs, from improving water quality to removing so-called ghost lobster traps that damage corals. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.